Okay, the primary reason for my coming is to honor an invitation extended to me by Brown University in Rhodes Island to participate in the Achebe Africa Colloquium, in which elections in Nigeria featured as one of the three main themes for this year's discussion. But because there were other issues, I have combined it with a visit to companies that have expressed interest to produce our ballot papers along with others, and also to the headquarters of one of the companies that we have given the contract to produce our direct capture machines. I have also used this as an opportunity to have discussions here in Washington, D.C., by many organizations that have been partnering with us in order to improve the electoral process in Nigeria. In particular, this afternoon I gave a lecture at the National Democratic Institute on our preparations for the elections and our effort to put Nigeria on a stable democratic path. I've also had opportunities to discuss with other development partners who have been relating with us as we try to get the election process right. You know, so primarily I came for the Brown University event, but I've tried to combine it with other assignments and with very commendable results.
Now, Professor Jiga, what can you say has been the preparation towards Nigeria's general elections next year?
We've been doing extensive preparations. First and foremost, we decided that to make the elections free, fair, and credible, we need to have a fresh voters register. Because of the key problems which we have identified with the existing voters register. So we've done a lot in terms of extensive operational and logistical preparations for the fresh voter registration exercise. And we are confident that we will be able to have a very good voter registration exercise between the 15th and the 29th of January. And once we have a good voters register, then I think we would be a long way in terms of having free, fair, and credible elections in April of 2011. So frankly, all that needs to be done in terms of procurement of equipment, in terms of training of the registration officials, in terms of voter education, both for the registration and the elections, and in terms of internal reform to bring greater efficiency and effectiveness in the work of the commission. We've been doing that. And I am confident to say that given the level of preparations that we've done, a lot of positive, we have great expectations for a positive outcome in terms of having a qualitatively much, much better voters register, as well as remarkably improved a process of bringing about free, fair, and credible elections. I do not want to underestimate the challenges. It's a formidable challenge being able to do this, particularly within the time frame that we are trying to do that. But we thank Nigerians and we thank our legislators and the government because we were able to have an extension of time from January to April. That gives us a breathing space, and we believe that is sufficient time for us to be able to do a substantively good job. I keep saying that we are not promising a perfect election. I don't think there is anywhere in the world where a perfect election takes place. You know, but we have absolutely no doubt, you know, that we will have a remarkably improved electoral process and the results will be remarkably free, fair, and credible.
Professor Taiwo Jiga, how is your electoral commission, as you are the chairman of the electoral commission in Nigeria, how do you intend engaging Nigerians to participate fully in this process? Because polls showed in previous election that they themselves saw that the election was neither free nor fair. So how do you plan changing this perception among Nigerians?
No, frankly, it's a formidable task trying to change the perception and the attitude of Nigerians. Many are exceedingly cynical, you know, about the whole exercise. As is said, once bitten, twice shy. And many people are saying that, you know, our votes didn't count before. And until it happens, there is no way you can really give substantive assurances. But we believe that given what we are doing a lot of voter education. We are getting the civil society engaged in the process of educating Nigerians and getting them involved and letting them know that whatever we will do as an electoral commission really has to be complemented with the effort of Nigerians individually and collectively in order to ensure success of the whole exercise. And that we as individuals are not magicians. We will do our best, but our best can only be good enough if it is complemented with the effort of other stakeholders and other citizens who want to see substantive improvements in the process. So we are doing a lot of voter education. We are doing a lot of engagement with civil society organizations. We are doing a lot of engagement with traditional authorities to get them to use their good offices to ensure that there is peaceful conduct during elections, to ensure that violence is minimized. And we're also doing a lot, working together with the police and security agencies to ensure that there is greater security, you know, in the environment for elections. And there is also greater security for the deployment of personnel and materials, both for the voter registration and the elections. So we are forging, I believe, very credible partnership with important stakeholders in the Nigerian society, including with our development partners, to ensure that we pool resources, we pool energies, and we move together, you know, with the determination that is required to ensure success. And frankly, we are pleased with the result.
Yes. Well, Professor, Professor Jiga, accusations have always come up from opposition parties, primarily in Africa, that the elections were rigged, or the Electoral Commission, or for that matter, the Commissioner has been biased towards the ruling party. PDP has not been spared that narrative. In this instance, next year's general election, how are you engaging all the political parties to have their input to ensure that the election with the parties themselves will say, well, this was a free and fair vote?
Yes. Well, thank you for raising that. Obviously, there is a lot of concern being expressed about both the independence of the Electoral Commission and its ability to be impartial, you know, and we've done everything possible since the inauguration of the new commission to make it clear, you know, that as far as we are concerned, there is no big or small party, you know, there is no big or small contestant, that we are going to be impartial, we are going to be non-partisan, and we are going to create a level playing field for all parties and all contestants. And we've been engaging the political parties, you know, in order to reassure them that this is what we are going to do. And I think from our own actions and from our own utterances so far, we are getting tremendous expression of confidence in our living up to our promises and the pledges which we have made to the Nigerians in that regard. And we are going to do that. We will make sure that we do not break the rules as an election management body. There will always be perhaps some amongst us whom we can say are bad eggs, who will be tempted to do wrong things. We are developing capacity by establishing mechanisms to be able to detect who has done wrong, either who has been fraudulent or who has taken money. And when we have that evidence against people, we are going to use it to prosecute them. And we will also make sure that obviously there is greater efficiency and effectiveness in the way in which we do our job in accordance with the legal framework. And we believe if we are able to do that, if we have greater efficiency and effectiveness, if we have greater control on our own staff so that they do not connive with politicians to rig the process, you know, and if we also ensure that there is that level playing field and impartiality and non-partisanship in what we do, then all between 50 and 70% of the problems would be resolved, you know. And so far, I must say, so good. I think there is tremendous appreciation by both contestants and parties, you know, that we are capable of being impartial and non-partisan, and we've demonstrated it in our actions and utterances so far. And we intend to continue to do that leading to the elections.
How has been the response of all these parties? Is there any camaraderie among them? And how would you expect them, mm-hmm. as the chairman of the Electoral Commission, to help your work? Mm-hmm. Because without them, basically, there wouldn't be any election. Mm-hmm. So how do you expect them to cooperate with your commission mm-hmm. to ensure a credible vote?
We have been using a strategy of engagement and transparent relationship and dialogue between the commission and the political parties in order to help us work together with unity of purpose in terms of getting the desired results, which is free and fair and credible elections. And so far, we've had two major engagements with all the political parties, and it's been very, very good discussion, very open, very transparent. We put the cards on the table. This is what we are doing. This is why we are doing it. We hear their responses and their reactions. Sometimes very good ideas are put on the table, and we take it and we feed it into the planning process in order to improve our own level of preparations. Right now, we have also begun working with the Inter-Party Advisory Council, which is more or less the umbrella of all the political parties. We are working with them to see, to encourage the political parties to be involved in mobilizing people to come out for voter registration, and to also help us in terms of exchange of ideas to ensure that the process operates, the process of registration and elections operate smoothly. Also, we want to be able to use this platform of working relationship with the Inter-Party Advisory Council to revalidate the code of conduct for political parties before the April elections. So, frankly, we've been working very well together with leadership of the political parties. And we are not only doing this in the national level, we are also doing this even at the state level. You know, so far there has been a major forum, a stakeholder consultative forum in all the six geopolitical zones. We've done it with traditional rulers. We've done it with civil society organizations and political parties. And we'll keep on doing that. So I believe that the strategy of engagement is very, very important. Once we keep on dialoguing and discussing, and we do it in a very transparent manner, then we will keep on adding value and quality to the electoral process.
Well, Professor Jika, what should be the expectations of Nigerians as well as that of the international community with regards to these upcoming elections?
I think Nigerians as well as the international community should expect remarkably improved electoral process. They should expect a qualitatively better voters register, and they should expect a relatively much more free, fair, and credible elections than what we have had before in Nigeria. We believe that we have the capacity to do that. We believe that there is a consensus in Nigeria presently for free, fair, and credible elections. And we believe that we have been forging a partnership with all credible stakeholders in order to attain that objective of free, fair, and credible elections. Our development partners have been engaging us and partnering with us and offering assistance in quite a number of ways. And all this is adding value to our preparations as we move towards the registration exercise as well as the elections. We do not want Nigerians to expect a perfect election. It's not going to happen. You know, I don't think there is a perfect election anywhere. But definitely, we will have remarkable, substantive improvements over what we have had before. And this will be enough foundation for us to continue to build upon beyond the 2011 April elections.
Mm. So, Professor Jika, what will be your message, your final message to Nigerians ahead of the voter registration as well as the general elections?
My key message is that this wonderful partnership and working relationship that we have forged with all credible stakeholders in Nigeria, we must continue working together, you know, to improve upon it and to ensure success of both the voter registration exercise and the elections in April. I'm very pleased with the level of engagement of Nigerians. Obviously, I also want to urge particularly the participants and the contestants to come into this with the right kind of mindset and attitude. What has frustrated our aspirations of free, fair, and credible elections in the past, to a large extent, has to do with the mindset of the participants, the contestants, whether the political parties or the contestants. This so-called do-or-die mentality. You know, we believe very strongly that our contestants have to sanitize their attitudes and have to recognize that politics is about issues, is about meeting the needs and the aspirations of Nigerians. It is not about violence. It is not about arming gangs of youth to cause havoc in the process. And it is about getting confidence and ensuring that the vote of ordinary Nigerians count in the selection of those whom they believe can give them better governance and a better leadership. So one of the greatest challenges, really, I think, in spite of everything that we are committed to do as an election management body, is getting our politicians to also imbibe the right kind of attitude with which they come into the contest for the 2011 elections.